So I'm going to throw some terminology out to you. Pirouette, plié, attitude. These are all positions in ballet. Bar chord, finger picks, slide. These are all things that happen when you play guitar. What does that say? Sorry, forgot my glasses. Blank verse, sonnet, haiku. These are all things that involve poetry. Book time, bivisac, carabiner. These are all things that pertain to hiking. Yesterday, I got to use a blue and silver Castmaster. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's a thing that you use when you're fishing. So yesterday, I got to practice casting and fishing with my husband for the first time. And it's actually the first time I fished since I was probably 8 years old. And it's pretty interesting how the first time, you know, he showed me and my first cast, I didn't even think about what my hands were going to do. It just happened. Didn't think that was going to happen. But it felt natural, even though it had been a really long time. Sometimes there's terminology that comes with being a Christian that can make people sometimes feel like outsiders, like they don't know what that means. You know, when you're learning a new skill or a new task or you're interested in something new as a hobby, all these terminologies can be overwhelming. But as soon as you start to study and learn about them, the easier it is to whittle out these words that outsiders don't know what those are. And so yesterday when I was fishing and I was just learning the different types of ties and the different lures and the different, there's so much to it. We're in Walmart looking at, just like, this is just Walmart. I don't even know what Bass Pro Shop looks like, right? There's so much stuff. But what I love about coming to the table with Jesus is it's not complicated. It's really not that hard. It's love. That's the main word, and that's a universal word. It may be spelled different in different countries, and there may be a different word for it, but it's universal. And you don't have to learn a whole lot in order to come to the table with him other than what he's done for us, the sacrifice that Jesus has made for us to live a better life, to live a simpler life, and a life filled with love and grace for others. And so I just wanted to share that with you this morning and remind ourselves that it really can be simple if we just take all that complicated human stuff out of it and really let it be about the grace of God and the blood of Jesus washing over us and saving us. So I just want to share that with you this morning. And if you would take your bread and get your juice ready as well, we'll just do them both together this morning.